Welcome to World War II Chronicles, a weekly tribute to America's fighting men and women in commemoration of the Second World War. These programs are narrated by Ed Herlihy and are based on the news broadcasts of the war period from the recorded sound collection of the National Archives in Washington, D.C.
The Japanese were slow to react to the August 1942 invasion of Guadalcanal Island. The Japanese Army had not expected an American offensive until the summer of 1943. During the third week in August, the Japanese landed their first advance troops with the aim of clearing the Americans off Guadalcanal.
There's more word here tonight from the Solomons, and all indications are that a major battle for control of these strategic islands is in the making. The Japs are continuing to land reinforcements on Guadalcanal. That's the island that has the airfield now in the possession of our forces.
On September 13th, the Japanese attacked in what would become one of the crucial battles of the campaign. Advancing from the south of Henderson Field, they attempted to overrun U.S. Marines positioned on a low ridge. During the night, the Americans, holding what became known as Bloody Ridge, defeated 12 Japanese charges.
Henderson Airfield on Guadalcanal is the most hotly contested strip of land in the South Pacific.
The Japs on Guadalcanal are counterattacking the Marine defenders, but they have been thrown back with very severe losses. That was the news in the Navy's communique this evening, and Secretary Knox announced that Japanese losses on the island are 4 or 5 times our own.
5 weeks after the battle for Bloody Ridge, the Marines defeated an all-out offensive launched by the Japanese. By November, the war had become one of attrition.
The new battle for Guadalcanal in the Solomons has decreased in intensity. There is no indication whether this means a weakening of the Japanese attack or just a lull. We apparently are not weakening, for the Navy says our Marines are still holding their position.
Plunging into malaria-infested jungles, the Marines steadily, doggedly enlarge their hold on the island.
In the long jungle slugging match in the Solomons, it would be the Japanese, not the Americans, who would give out. I'm Ed Herlihy. Join me next time for World War II Chronicles.
World War II Chronicles was produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America in cooperation with the National Archives. To listen to more episodes, subscribe on iTunes or visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org. We need your help to keep the legacy of our World War II generation alive. Visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org to make a donation to support World War II Chronicles and the ongoing work of the American Veterans Center.